My name's Gregory T.S. Walker. Grew up in Boulder. I'm on the faculty of University of Colorado at Denver and concertmaster of the Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra. It would have been difficult to get out from under my parents' musical leanings. My father has been kind of a guiding light and a mentor for me as such an inspired and accomplished composer and performer. And my mother, Helen Walker Hill, a pianist, taught at CU Boulder very briefly. I don't even know how I got into writing music for acoustic instruments like a real composer. Things started off just the opposite in the field of electronic music. As time wore on, I was also aware that acoustic instruments do have this special richness and complexity. And so what I've tried to pursue in some of my music is just taking that same color-oriented approach that a lot of electronic musicians are attached to and trying to apply that to orchestral textures. One of my first coups was with a piece called Microphone for Amplified Orchestra. And the cool thing about this, it was commissioned and written thanks to kind of this grassroots efforts of just music lovers, amateurs in Colorado. The Colorado Symphony ended up playing it. The Detroit Symphony ended up playing it. And basically what you perceive are this kind of juxtapositions between color worlds, almost like jungles of sounds and animalistic type timbres, and then melodies and harmonies that are pretty tonal emerging, sometimes a little triumphant from the whole thing before, being sucked back down into the primordial ooze. I'd say that the next big step for me was when I started delving into the African-American side of my own heritage and my interests and decided to pull hip-hop into the classical arena. And so with music like my Dream in the Hood for Rappers and Orchestra, Colorado Symphony premiered in 1993, you get a chance to hear something that you don't hear every day.
As all black people around the world know, it is one thing to be born, and quite another to survive.
But you don't just repeat yourself. And so I started pursuing concerto-type genres. One particular piece I can think of called Bad Rap for electric violin and chamber orchestra. We got the little hip-hop tie-in again. And we've got the instrument I'm familiar with, but electrified. It's not enough to just take the same old instrument, in this case, four-string violin, and turn it up so it can go to 11 now and just be louder. The idea was to find new colors within the violin, different ways to process the sound so that you could say something new. We can see examples of how just opening oneself to the possibilities of other musical styles, other cultures around the world, is the main tactic we've got to avoid any kind of inbred breakdown of the art. We can't avoid the bombardment of all these different kinds of influences. And I see that as another great tool to draw people's attention to levels of detail and sonic possibilities that they might ordinarily just overlook as they were tapping their foot to the beat.